I guess we can tell.
We're good.
Okay, it is 5:25, and we're leaving closed session, and guidance was given to the general manager. Alarm system.
Before we do that, we might add that our Councilman Vincent has joined us.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
And?
Oh, you don't know yet.
Oh, no, you don't know yet. You've been elected the vice chair.
Congratulations.
That's what happens.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Okay, alarm system.
Okay, Madam Chair. So yes, we are asking the board to approve a contract with AccuAlarm. I came to you guys a couple, last month, I believe, and told you that we were dropped by our other alarm agency. So we've already enlisted them at the lift stations and here at the plant for our plant alarms to call out the operators. But we wanted to, and it was good timing on Commissioner Pittman's last month when he brought up the fact that wire stealing is starting to happen a lot again. So good timing for this. We feel like it's, you know, we need to update SCORE's alarm system. The new beams, all of our beams are like kind of old and obsolete. So we were coming to you guys to ask for money to put a new alarm system in with new beams to protect our brand new upgrade stuff and all of our infrastructure here at SCORE. So where the cost, the quote costs are come out to $61,685. I added a 10% contingency on that for a total not to exceed of $67,853.50 with AccuAlarm here in Oroville.
Now, are we required to obtain two other bids on that, or can we just go with one alarm system?
We couldn't even get any other bids.
Okay.
But with our having the powers of an irrigation district, we don't have to.
Okay.
We don't have to.
So, question.
Yes, sir.
Since the majority of this will be incorporated on new equipment that's being installed for the upgrade, can we attach this to the upgrade funds that were already approved?
That's what I'm hoping to do. Yes, that's a great idea. I'm hoping to pull this, just basically make this kind of another change order to that thing that we saw up there and just add it to the 18.4 that you guys approved for the upgrade project. So this would be 61,000, and that's why I had it on that sheet that we saw.
Oh, you didn't point that out.
Yeah, my fault. On the bottom
oh,
left.
Got it. You did point that out. Listening.
So, yes, that was my hope, that we could just pull it out of that already approved and I wouldn't have to take it out of my annual budget.
So everybody's good with that?
Any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastellato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman? Unanimous.
Did you have a comment?
No.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that the motion says that it was approved to be used.
For the amount?
Well, not the amount, but from the already approved funds.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's not my, I'm hoping that's what the motion was for.
We good there? We need to do that again?
Probably again.
Do it again.
Is it restated?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda item with the funds that were presented to us in the change orders.
Out of the upgrade approved funds.
Upgrade approved funds.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastellato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous. Okay.
Attorney report.
Nope, we got one more, 11.
Oh.
Got it.
Oh.
So, Madam Chair, we are bringing the annual audit contract to you guys from Fector and Company that did our audit last year. We included their letter to the board here in this, and we would like you guys to approve Fector and Sons or Fector and Company to complete the annual audit for $27,000.
Anybody have any questions?
So moved.
Second? I'll
second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastellato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Now we're going to make the report. You're up.
let's see. So The one issue I wanted to sort of give a preview of is I might be suggesting some, well, I'll work with Glenn, some changes to our JPA language. There's a little bit of weakness there. Our outside counsel basically suggested that we propose some changes. Basically has to do with the pass-through of debts between the JPA and the agencies that make up the JPA that form our commission. But I'll brief that when the time comes as an agenda item. But no, otherwise, nothing more.
So just for you guys to be aware, board, that thing's not due to be messed with until 2031. But that was an issue for us when we were going through the state revolving funds, was that thing needed to be extended until the end of the loan contract. So if we are going to open it up because it needs to be for whatever reason legally, then we probably should keep that in mind too, that it should be extended into at least far enough out where we could get a loan without having to come back and re-extend it. But different conversation. But,
and you do realize that would have to be approved by each member, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It has to go back. City Council has to approve it. Thermalito directors have to approve it. LOAPA directors have to approve it. Then it has to be approved at the scoreboard. It's a big deal. If we get into the JPA, it's a big deal. I know that every manager previous to me, did you do it in 2000? I don't think you did, right? No. It's not one that any manager wants to do. It's a pretty good agreement. It's very vague, but...
And it's worked.
And it's worked. So, but... If we got to do it, we got to do it. It is what it is. But.
Thank you. Manager's report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So no operational issues to report this month. Solar's going good. They just drilled a bunch of pilot holes for their ground screws, and they're out there putting them in, and then the racking will be right behind that. So,
Do you have a picture of that to show everyone on the computer? Understand what the ground screws are.
I don't know if I have it up on the system yet here. Okay. Give me just a minute.
Okay, keep going.
Fine. Yep. So that project now is in a phase where they should not stop doing it until it's complete. And there won't be any in and out like they have been. Plant upgrade. Right now, we're bypassing our RAS station. So if you look out and see that black pipe out there on the lawn, that is actually there's a portable pump sitting over here that is bypassing our whole complete RAS station, which is our return activated sludge station. And so, because we're getting three new pumps in there, we got a new clarifier in that building. The hardware's in the building. The clarifier's not in the building. But anyways, that building is completely ripped up right now, and. We are like as vulnerable as we can be. I'm nervous at home, but it'll be done tomorrow. We'll go back on our regular pumps tomorrow, and we won't be bypassing. But anytime we're bypassing like this, it's nerve-wracking for us operators.
But the operators are doing a good job. They're staying on top.
They are. They've been killing it. I'm probably gonna do a barbecue for them here pretty soon, just to show them that I appreciate, because they have. Every hurdle we've put in front of them, they've jumped it. They've done a great job.
A lot of new things.
Exactly. A lot of learning on the fly for them. So it's been really good. They're a good crew, so I don't expect anything less from them. Okay, now to funding. Like I said earlier, we received an update from the county, and we got a $501,000. I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. That was approved by the supervisors. I went and stopped off at Supervisor Connolly's office yesterday just to give him my personal thank you for supporting us in that way. I will send out an email to Andy Pickett, the guy in charge at the county, and I'll list off all the county employees that helped us get through the process and give them their kudos, because they were really cool and really good to work with the whole time, and have been the entire time we've worked with them. So I'd like to call them out and give them a little recognition. Already talked about the alarm system and the audit. Just down to the entity reports, coordinating with Thermalito Water Sewer on that pipeline study to get that finalized and hear what the findings of the study come out to be. Met with Public Works Director of the city, Tim Cabert, gave him a Rudy Creek pump station update. So at your next board meeting, he should be letting you guys know where that's at. Didn't have a whole lot going on with Loepud this go-round, other than worked with Manager Goyer to get Loepud's fiscal year flows for South Feather, because they were doing their water study. So other than that, I don't got nothing else, unless you guys got some questions for me.
Are we losing Mark? Are you leaving?
He is.
Oh. Yeah, for a little bit. No.
Yeah, we're getting Bruce Rister.
So do you have a new public works director?
Or is that
how long has he been with you?
Oh,
for quite
you.
A while he was the assistant to
Okay.
Melissa went back to the state. She found working in our life is a little too hard. She has to take the job home.
Well, she had to multitask.
Are those ground screws?
Yeah. So here's a picture of the ground screws. These are just set in the holes. These aren't screwed in yet. These ground screws are about 2 inches in diameter and about 3.5 feet tall. And here's a photo of them. They come through with a mini excavator and they drilled like something like 271 pilot holes and then came back through. And you can see all the other ones standing up in the background. They finished about two rows so far and screwed them into the ground.
How they doing on the rock?
Look.
They brought in an auger and cleared and did those.
Drilled a bunch of pilot holes.
It's working.
They actually had a drilling rig out here, like a mini drilling rig, and the guy was out here for like 3 weeks. Yeah. Just
like 700 something.
Crazy. Yeah, I told him, I was like, I don't think that the ground screws are going to work. You know, I just told him from the beginning, but they were like, we do it all the time. I was like, all right.
Did you
cobble the muscles just move?
I guess it's, the auger's kicking them out, and then they're able to go into the hole.
Did you grade that off level before?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask that question is the bigger solar system that's going in this summer, they were telling the subcontractors they didn't need to level off the ground first. And some said, are you kidding, the rock piles? You think you're going to find anything?
Yeah, level.
They're having that discussion about leveling it off first, but they're lucky they don't have big.
Yeah.
We just hired a guy with a dozer to kind of clear it off and level it, eyeball it.
Yeah,
so exactly. We didn't have it like officially graded, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're looking at all kinds of the rock piles are not level.
Yeah. They put in a few inches of gravel on top.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Coach pointed out that I didn't give you the Rudy Creek update, so I will do that real quick. It's going great. They're way ahead of schedule. Lorraine Brothers has been awesome to work with. They just dug across the creek today. Mm-hmm. So they're across the creek. They have in total, the project's going to get 3 new manholes. They've already put 2 in. They've built the wet well. They've built the valve vault. They have all the pipe work into the valve vault. They have the pipe coming out of the effluent pipe coming out, and it's all the way up to the creek. So we're still just waiting on the grinder and the electronic components. So it'll actually be done probably in September with the construction, and then we'll be waiting until October to get the panels and stuff so that they can put those in. But they're doing a great job, and it should be done, knock on wood, ahead of the wet weather.
That's nice to report, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I went by there yesterday, and they had that excavator in that creek, and you couldn't even really see it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're supposed to have a wet winter.
The Ready Creek subdivision is in dirt, and they're getting ready to install the pipes and whatnot for that subdivision, 18th and Feather.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how fast that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one looks good, too.
Yeah. It's good ground. That red clay forms up nicely.
Yeah. And then I think Orchard Crest is looking at starting to build too.
Oh, are they? Is Chap building in there? Or?
I don't know who's doing it.
Because that's changed ownership. I think it's Chap and Chico.
Chap Haas?
No, Chap Housing.
Oh, Chap.
Chap
Housing. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Any visitor comments? We don't have any visitors. And then commissioner comments. Any on this side?
No.
Okay. Anything from the city?
Just busy stuff going on all the way across the board. We're dealing with the public utility issue and we're getting some information back. And next council meeting will have some activity going on, but it's like a quagmire. You go here, you go there, and you never know what you're going to find because electric utilities have some very interesting rules in their favor that.
Speaking of Cal Water, their new rate package just came through.
Oh, that's right.
So we should be getting a new date.
Yeah.
It came below the projected 5 point something,
yeah.
Like 4.8. It's not bad.
Yeah, the PUC finally issued their ruling. It's what, a year later, something like that?
It's been at least 6 months.
Yeah, so that water rate will change. They just notified us that. The side of it though, there's a lot of water pipes going to get replaced in town.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
Yes.
But
take out the old infrastructure.
8,000 feet or so.
In the city limits?
Huh?
In the city limits?
Yeah, well, it's Cal Water. Most of the Cal Water system is in the city, but now that I think about it, I think all of it is now because we're in Southside, so.
Well, Southside, yeah, so it is.
Yeah.
So they're going to wait till our dam's paved and then go cut it up?
No, that's another big sore subject. They've had to move fire hydrants because of the Orondale project. The one that just irritates me is the one at the front of Tri-County.
It's still recording though.
Yeah, well, that one irritates me, and I told Caltrans about it. The hydrant's at the corner, and they wanted it moved, so they put it up in the lawn. Just because the slope of the concrete sidewalk isn't enough, so they're going to change out the concrete. And it's hard to see existing concrete curb and gutter be torn out and replaced just because it doesn't have the right slope.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to watch how these businesses have to
deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that project's costing score $35,000 because we got to raise our iron on all of our manholes.
But they are planning for pavement soon. They've been setting up the route in there. They're grinding down 6 inches is the plan and replacing that amount, so through the whole direction. I just want the stuff from the bridge is what's the worst right now. I mean, you drive across that and you're lucky to keep your tires on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Okay, it's 5:42 and the meeting will be adjourned. The next regular meeting will be July 28th, 2026 at 5 p.m. with our new chairperson.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Great. Thanks, guys.
So you heard